Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield. Made by you.
You know your business better than anyone. So when you need finance to grow, you deserve a lender who understands too. Responsible finance providers look at the whole picture, the story behind the numbers, your plan and what you want to achieve. Our fair, flexible finance, decided by real people, not a computer, helps thousands of businesses every year. Find out more at findingfinance.org.uk. Finding Finance is a trading style of the Community Development Finance Association, which is authorised and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority. A regulated credit broker and not a lender. We provide information only in respect of community development finance institutions and other finance providers, which may be available to you from our approved panel of lenders. Finding Finance. .org.uk.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
The Back Room with DJ Paddy, playing the best new indie, alternative, electronic, rock and punk.
Sheffield Live 93.FM. This is The Back Room.
I have a brand new music every Thursday night, 6 or 7, indie alternative electronic rock and punk, kicking off there with new for Embrace, Road to Nowhere. Looking forward to their new album, The Avalanche, out in June. Got a packed show for you tonight. Got music news, local national gig guide, new album releases, and I caught up with Major from Portugal, actually. He was in Portugal, and to chat about The Man of Two Worlds, new album, new tour. This guy's been in music for over 50 years, and he had his 70th birthday at the Royal Albert Hall as well. So amazing. It was great to chat to him. I'm going to be playing that in a little bit, and playing a couple of tracks from him. This is The Veils. This is Lungs.
We're signaling across these cities in the dark, where we all move about like blood through the chambers of the heart. You're not like anyone I've met. You're not like anyone I've seen. And if I don't know you in my days, maybe, then I'll see you in my dreams. Oh, there must be somewhere we can go, somewhere my heart will not succumb. I wanna hear it in my voice, I wanna feel it in my lungs. Staring down these walls, was busy waiting on an angel, but an angel never called. So now I offer up my questions to the architects of fate. And if the ending does come early, I hope the meaning don't come late. Oh, there must be somewhere we can go, somewhere my heart will not succumb. I wanna hear it in my voice, I wanna feel it in my lungs, I wanna feel it in my lungs, I wanna feel it in my lungs.
With DJ Paddy, playing the best new indie, alternative, electronic, rock and punk.
Hello, this is Matt Elders from Arts and Monkeys. You're listening to Sheffield Live.
Hey, this is Chris from Less Than Jake, and you are listening to Sheffield Live.
Yes!
New music on The Back Room. Future Sounds.
What if I fall? Well, what if you don't? What if you fly?
Sweet.
That's Bun with a Temper Trap and What If You Fly, Sweet Disposition. You listen to Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. This is The Back Room, and let's talk about my guest today. Needs no introductions, but I will do some introductions. This is mid-year, 50 years in the business, over 50 years in the business. Slick, he was in Slick 1972 to 1977. He went to Rich Kids in 77, Visage 78 to 79, Ultravox 79 to 86, and then he's been solo. Last time he was on the show, he's been on the show a couple of times, promoting his catalogue of hits. He is back with The Man of Two Worlds, the album, first record in 12 years. Will be out on May the 8th, starting his tour May the 8th, Sheffield City Hall on May the 18th. And I managed to catch up with him about all this. But I'm going to play a track from the new album. This is Midyear, this is Just Words.
Oh, So welcome, Midjor, to the back room on Sheffield Live. Lovely to have you back on the show. We've spoken a couple of times before. And, you know, very exciting about to talk about your new tour and new album, Man of Two Worlds. And this is going to be your first new material in 12 years, I think.
I know, it's sad, isn't it? Well, you know, there are many reasons for it. You know, self-doubt's one of them. You know, writing new things that tend to sound a bit like something you wrote 40 years ago is another. You know, because once you've written a bunch of songs, it's very difficult to kind of move on from it. And and you find it, you make something, you spend a lot of time doing it, and then the realization kicks in, you think, oh, it sounds a bit like what you did. You know, so you stop it and then you start again, and all of that. Then the disasters we had, you know, COVID and lockdown and all of that. So yeah, it's a long time coming, and I'm sure people will listen to the record and say, well, I don't hear 12 years in there. <You know>? But that's as long as it takes, and it's got something to do with doing it on your own. I do all these recordings, you know, and on my own. I've got no engineer, I've got no one there. Yeah. I engineer it, I do it. So I've got nobody to bounce things off. I don't have a keyboard player sitting next to me who says, you know what, that's not very good. Let's try this.
Okay.
And the only way you can gauge whether you're doing anything that's worthy or not is to walk away from it. So during lockdown, when I walked away from the song I was currently working on, to give me a breather away from it. And then when I go back to it, I can tell instantly whether it's any good or not. Rather than doing nothing, I started working on an album of instrumental music. So the new album is now the two albums that I ended up making, an album of songs and album of instrumentals. So that kept me sane.
And because instrumentals, you've had instrumentals on albums throughout the years, haven't you?
Yeah.
No, absolutely. And it's quite this kind of cinematic part to it, I suppose. And I'm just kind of thinking, like, kind of how, yeah, what's this going to look kind of on the live stage? How's that going to come across? And yeah, what's kind of going to be included in there?
Right. Well, not a lot of the album is going to be included on the tour. Because I came up with the concept of the tour first. Excuse me. In order to play some of the instrumental stuff that I'd already written, I wanted to show more of that on a set, and I thought the best way of doing that to keep an audience engaged is to, you know, play an instrumental piece, and then that'll segue into a song that they know, or an album track that they love, or whatever, and do a section of songs, and then segue that into another instrumental piece. So I'm probably going to end up, and this is all in my head right now. I haven't rehearsed it yet. So technically it's a difficult thing to do, but emotionally this is what I'd like to do. So the first half of the show will have no gaps. I'll be taking an audience on a journey. So that was the concept for the show. Then I came up with the idea of putting the two albums that I've been working on together and releasing them as one album, which again works with the title A Man of Two Worlds. It shows the two different worlds that you inhabit, the songs and the instrumental stuff. And they're very different animals. They're very different things to create. Creating a piece of music that has to stand up on its own 2 feet without any lyrics telling you the story, without a big sing-along chorus, or without all of that stuff, is a it's a very different approach to writing a song, where the lyrics can help tell the story, of course, and lift people when they need to be lifted, or bring them down when they need to be brought down. So, it all kind of ties together. So, yes, the idea of doing the instrumental stuff live, I've got the concept for that, but I won't be featuring a whole pile of stuff from the new album, because it's only released the first day of the tour.
I know, it's on the opening. It's on the opening.
Give anybody any time to recognise any of the tunes, you know.
It's on the opening night, isn't it? On the 8th of May when you start touring, and it's quite a big tour, actually.
Well, it's getting bigger. I think we're just
it's getting bigger. Yeah,
I know.
How do you find touring, Mitch, these days? How, like, because I know you can still tour all over the world and things like that, and we talked about kind of different tours over the times that you've done, and yeah, what's that still like, kind of getting out on stage and doing kind of long tours?
You know, it's different these days. You know, when we go out now, and it's not flash and it's not big, but for me it is. We travel in a tour bus, you know, so around the UK, the entire crew, you know, the bands, me, you know, I'm not in a separate vehicle. I don't get loaded up. I don't get star treatment. I'm in with everybody else, and we travel overnight from venue to venue in a tour bus. It's got bunks and stuff in it. And I love that because it's like your permanent dressing room. You know, you've always got somewhere to go and make a cup of coffee and, you know, lie down and read your book or do whatever you want to do. And that to me is luxury. You know, the bigger artists wouldn't dream of that. They want their own Learjet and stuff. So that to me makes things an awful lot easier when it comes to touring. The idea of, you know, driving, you know, because prior to doing that, I used to drive myself from place to place. I would drive myself around on tour. And that eliminates the idea of, you know, 4 or 5 hours every day driving from city to city because someone's doing that overnight for you. So you wake up and all of a sudden you're in, you know, you're in Sheffield. And you go, great, fantastic. I'll go out and have a wander around the town for a bit. and that makes things much, much easier. And technically things are... way superior now. The sound, the equipment we use on stage to generate the sound we want, the lighting, the LED screens, the content, you know, all of that stuff. It can be a much more immersive thing with an audience now. You can suck them in. You know, if you're going to play a quiet instrumental piece for 5 minutes, there's either visuals on there that will enhance that sensation, that cinematic filmic sensation. You just close your eyes and just sit there and listen to this hi-fi sound coming out, you know.
And you've got lovely venues that you play, haven't you? I mean, there's some really, really lovely venues which will kind of bring that to life.
Well, you have to have nice venues to get the sound I'm talking about. You know, you play an old vacuumous, you know, empty, you know, barn, and it's going to sound like that, irrespective of what you're doing on stage. You know?
And I mean, you're back in Sheffield actually. We played here a couple of years ago, I think, back at the City Hall. Do you have a connection with Sheffield in any way?
Well,
something that you've been kind of enjoyed playing over the years.
Well, when I was you know, bought my first synthesizer in 1978, it seemed everybody in Sheffield already had one. You know, you had Human League and, you know, you'd all this stuff, your ABC going on, you know.
And 17. Yeah.
So you'd all this stuff, this vibrancy happening. And of course, my big mate, Glenn Gregory, he keeps telling me about the rehearsal space that you used to have up there in an old factory. And everybody all used to kind of hang out together. They all had a room and, you know. It just sounded really, really vibrant. And of course, in Glasgow at the time, that didn't exist. You know, even in London, that didn't exist. By the time I'd moved to London, it was all about sucking your cheeks in and ignoring any other artist. It was all about how important am I? But in Sheffield, it seemed to be this collective going on way before it was a cool thing to do, you know, or a trendy thing to do. So, I mean, you know, I think when I was still trying to figure out my synthesizer, you know, Human League were writing and recording Being Boiled. That's it. You know, way ahead of the time.
Yeah, there was a kind of real, there was a realness to it, I think, kind of, and that kind of industrial steel time as well, which was just, it was just quite raw, I think.
It was raw, but also real people as well, you know, real characters.
Yeah. How do you look back, you know, obviously you've had, you know, 50 years in music, Mitch, how do you look back on these times? And
I go, when I'm back in Glasgow, my old stomping ground, and I've got an afternoon off or something, I'll go back to where I was born in Cambuslang Lang in the outskirts, and I'll walk around the streets that I used to walk around as a kid, you know, still with my long shorts on, you know, dreaming of owning a guitar. and reminded myself that I got what I wanted. I got what I dreamed of, and I was one of the lucky ones. So, and it's not just a nostalgia thing. It's a reminder. It's like a slap in the wrist when you start to get above your station. You know, you start to get a bit cocky or whatever. You go back there and think, okay, all right, okay. This could have gone horribly wrong. This could have gone the other way. I could have been working in a factory for the last 40 years. You know? So instead, I got to wake up every morning and sit down and twiddle knobs and play my guitar.
Yes.
Yeah. So it's great.
And that's just carried on kind of throughout the years. And obviously you were, you know, many bands like Slick and Visage and Rich Kears and Ultravox, and so much time kind of with your own solo stuff as well. And of course, you know, Band Aid and Live Aid. It's such a vast array of things that you've done and are still doing. And you, even I think your 70th birthday, you played the Royal Albert Hall, didn't you? Just to kind of
the ultimate party, the Albert Hall. You know, it's wonderful. Yeah, I've been unbelievably lucky, and I've never had a plan. I don't know what I'll do over the next couple of years. It will come to me. It'll unfold before me, like it always has. Because I couldn't have sat down, you know, 50 years ago and written, this is what I'm going to do. So in 6 months I'll do this, and then in 2 years I'll do that, and then we'll do Band Aid, and then we'll do, like, none of that stuff was on the cards. It's just come to me.
It happened. Yeah.
Yeah.
It happened. And I think you can see that, it's, you know, there's still that pure love of it, pure love of music, the music you make. And I've heard the kind of new single, Just Words. I love it. It's good. Thank you. It's wonderful. It's really, really nice to hear that. Are you still involved in the kind of Let's Rock stuff and like with the other bands? And because I know you were doing the kind of 80s, you're still doing that kind of stuff
I haven't done any. I didn't do any last year. I've not done any this year, but probably next year. You know what? I dug my heels in against it many, many years ago, and they started out those things, and I just thought, no, that's really not quite right. Then you do one, and you find that, you know, you're not only hanging about backstage with all your friends, but the audience absolutely love it. Because it's kind of painless for an audience. You know, yeah. You sit there and you think, oh, I'm not going to like this. And they come on and play five massive tunes. And you go, this is great. And then the next one comes on and you think, oh, I'm not going to like this. And they come on and do the same thing. So there's something on stage in any of those events that you're going to like. You know, there's something that's going to resonate. And you think, and you see the audience going, oh, I forgot about that one. You know, it's like, because everyone thinks I only ever did Vienna.
I know.
And then they hear all the others and they go, oh, God, he did that as well, you know.
Yeah, exactly. Hear Fade to Grey and If I Was and you know, Dancing with Tears of My, all that kind of stuff. They must go, wow, okay, yeah, now, yeah, I understand. Oh, so after this tour, I mean, it's going on till the end of the year. What's the... do you have any kind of plans further to that? I mean, you've obviously been very busy with the album and things and getting that out there and playing that, and that's going to be an enjoyable part of the year. After that, is there anything else for you?
Doing the stuff and you know, promoting the album and stuff like that is great, because, you know, no matter who it is or what you create, you want people to hear it. That's the whole point, is you make something that you want someone to hear. So the tour goes right on until the beginning of next year. So going to Germany and some of Europe and things. So that's the plan for now. Right now, there's nothing else on the cards. As I said, I've never planned anything. You know, it will land. Somebody, the phone will ring, or an email will come in saying, "Hi, how do you fancy doing?" And you go, "Whoa, okay, fantastic." Yeah. And you just follow your own funny little meandering path.
What a lovely way to live life, I think.
Yeah, it's great, isn't it?
I think that's the best way not to plan anything.
And of course, there is always the chance that the phone will never ring again. So
it's a gamble. It is a gamble, Mitch, but I can't imagine that would happen. always a pleasure to talk to you. So, yeah, A Man of Two Worlds, the album is out on the 8th of May. The tour starts on the 8th of May. You're coming to Sheffield City Hall on the 18th of May. Looking forward to that.
You too.
Yeah. Lovely to talk to you.
And you. Thanks very much.
Thanks a lot. Cheers.
of frame, so mystic and soulful. A voice reaching out in a piercing cry, it stays with you until
The Back Room with DJ Paddy, playing the best new indie, alternative, electronic, rock and punk.
I want to hear a beat that's going to make me sound good. I want to hear a beat that's going to make me look good. Because when I hear a beat that makes me sound and look good, I feel good. Yeah, I feel good. Chimney, and I breathe in some fumes. I know could probably kill me. And if you misunderstood, I wanna feel like I could sell out a stadium show or drink expensive whiskey at a casino, blowing money that I don't own in a place I'll never go, like I'm the star of a brand new hit TV show. Make me look good, baby, show me I'm my best. I don't need no crazy special effects.
That's new from Tom A. Smith. That is called SFX. And he's going to be playing Hallam Hotel in Sheffield on April the 3rd. Big tour for him. He's doing really well. Love his stuff. Thanks to Midge. Thanks to Midge. Your Ultravox Vienna playing there as well. Let's do some music news for you.
Music news.
So the Killers are gearing up to deliver one of the most high-profile performances yet. Headlining this year's UEFA Champions League final kickoff show, presented by Pepsi, known for crafting some of the most enduring anthems in modern rock. The Brandon Flowers & Co. will bring their explosive live energy to the Puskas Arena in Budapest on May the 30th, treating fans to a set packed with career-defining hits, obviously including the global football favourite, Mr. Brightside. To veil the news, the band teamed up with football's icon David Beckham for a cinematic short film titled The Race Begins. The playful promo follows Brandon and David as they bolt towards Budapest after spotting the kickoff show announcement on TV. Lily Allen, Ludovico Einaudi, Max Richter and Sam Fender are set to be honoured at the 2026 O2 Silver Clef Awards, organised by music therapy charity Nordiff and Robbins. This year's event will take place for the first time at London's Royal Albert Hall on the evening of July the 9th, 2026. The awards will mark its 50th anniversary at the iconic venue, remain the charity's biggest annual fundraiser and one of the industry's longest running honours for artistic achievement. Lily will be the Icon Award, sponsored by Barclays, recognising more than two decades of cultural impact and reputation as one of the UK's most distinctive voices. And Sam will be honoured with the Best Live Act Awards, supported by the Uber Eats Music Hall. The North Shields musician has become one of Britain's defining rock artists, earning multiple awards on top of the charts while building a reputation for powerful, emotional, charged live performances. That's the music news. This is new from Dubinsky. This is called Siggy Burns.
Fusing me to your mind. I'm an ant, I'm a worm, I'm a cigarette burn, I'm a pinprick, give me 10 stories. I see you reaching for short of the line. I can help if you feel the divide. Give me all of your hate that you've built up to now, all of your pain in a story somehow. Soft sinking and feeling I can't get over it.
But I'll say goodbye. I can win, I can strive. Now I can get over it. Now I can get over it. Now I can get over it.
They're called Dubinsky. I'm loving that. Okay, this band, they are called The Sun Charms. They've got a new album out, third album, called Darkening Sky. And this is from the album. This is called A Thousand Years. This is Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. This is the back room. Let me tell you about some gigs.
Local and national gig guide.
So this week in Sheffield tonight, you can check out Pastel, Sydney Matilda, Watkins Sharky at Cafe Number 9. Tomorrow, Call Super is Electric Studios, Bashed at the Hallamshire Hotel, Dearthworms at Harlequin Inn. And then on Saturday, Unknown Mortal Orchestra at the Foundry. You've got 4am crew down at Electric Studios, Howling Bells at the Hallamshire Hotel. And then on Sunday, John Wilkes at the Greystones AFK from Hamburg, Germany. There at the Lug Hole. And then on Tuesday, School Disco Hard as Nails, and You Would Be, to the Washington. And then on Wednesday, you've got Aura Coggan and Slug Milk at Sin and Matilda, and Denburn at Corporation. Placebo are going out on tour, 30th anniversary, Nottingham Motor Point Arena, 28th of November, kicking off there, going on to Glasgow, then on to Manchester Co-op Live on the 4th of December, London, finishing Cardiff on the 7th. Those tickets go on sale tomorrow at 10. Jungle, Leeds Arena, 21st of November, and then Cardiff on the 22nd, Manchester Cop Live on the 27th of November, and Glasgow on the 28th. Those tickets go on sale tomorrow at 10. And Red Rum Club have announced Nottingham Rock City on the 9th of October, and then the Hull Asylum on the 12th, Leeds Academy on the 15th, and then Birmingham Institute on the 16th. And again, those tickets go on sale tomorrow at 10. Okay. It's great to have these guys back. It's been many years. They had an amazing couple of albums. They are Delphic. They are back with this. This is called Between Forms.
Oh,
so pleased they're making music again. Delphic and Between Forms. Thanks for listening tonight. Thank to Midjaw. Pleasure to have him on. And for his new album. And you, A Man of Two Worlds. And you can catch him in Sheffield on May the 18th at the City Hall. Some albums out tomorrow. Balancing Act, Who You've Come As, Part 2. And Courtney Barnett, Creature of Habit. That's out. And I'm going to play out with this band, whose also new album is out tomorrow. They're called Pet Needs. The album is called Elbows Out. This is Capitalism. I'm going to play this out. This is Tour Worn. I'll see you next week. Have a great evening.
It's a hazard of the trip. Like an old pair of trainers, mate, I've begun to lose grip. I'm becoming torn, torn. It's a hazard of the trip. Like an old pair of trainers, mate, I've begun to lose. Doesn't matter, I'm scared to admit it's insatiable hold. I want to pretend I've got it together. I'm worried that people prefer our old albums. I've been coming to one.